This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More foreign nationals prepared to leave the besieged Gaza Strip on Thursday as the enclave's Hamas-run government said at least 195 Palestinians died in Israel's attacks on a refugee camp. Strikes UN human rights officials said could be war crimes. Israel said its strikes on Tuesday and Wednesday killed two Hamas military leaders in Gaza's biggest refugee camp. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. Americans are among the hundreds of foreign nationals and seriously injured Palestinians allowed to leave Gaza for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The departures into Egypt followed the release of four hostages held by Hamas and the rescue of an Israeli soldier.
American citizens are able to exit today as part of the first group of probably over 1,000.
President Biden's hailing it as a win for diplomacy, and the State Department says more Americans will follow. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week as international criticism of Israel's war in Gaza ramps up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, or UNRWA, visited Gaza on Wednesday for the first time since Israel started bombarding the Strip on October 7th following the deadly attack by the Islamist group Hamas.
I never ever have seen something similar in Gaza when I came before after conflict.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini, who earlier this week warned the UN Security Council that Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip were being subjected to forced displacement and collective punishment.